The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a spectacular win in Boston in front of a sellout crowd of 17,850 fans at TD Garden. The final score is the San Jose Sharks 4 and the Boston Bruins 2. What a game this is. How important it is for the San Jose Sharks to get the victory. You just can't underestimate the meaning of it.
Yeah, you can. And I just think this is such a collective effort by the group. And if I'm Ryan Warsofsky, shots were 41-28. But the way the guys played, and you can't discredit them for not working their butts off all night long. And when you get a night like Alex Nedeljkovic just put together, but also the guys just sacrificing themselves, blocking shots, and putting their bodies in harm's way to get these 2 points, such an important 2 points on this road trip after the effort that's given in Buffalo to come out and do this. I think just hats off to this team and this group because they really put together a solid 60-minute effort.
Well, here's how it happened tonight. It began early for San Jose, and before the game started, both Jason and I were talking about the idea that the Sharks were looking for offense from somebody other than Macklin Celebrini in order to provide the depth that was needed to get a road victory in this very tough place to play. They would get it 5:37 into the first period, and it was one of the more spectacular, pretty goals that was scored all year. Right now, Charlie McAvoy throws it up the right side, trying to hit his man on the left. That's actually Sean Corrali out there, and Corrali watches it go the other way. Misa racing in, drop pass, Hicklin moving in, backhand play to Misa, he scores! Tic-tac-toe, Misa over to Eklund. That was a brilliant pass in itself, and then Eklund puts it right back to Misa, and Michael Misa deposits the puck in the empty net. Sharks 1, Bruins nothing at 5:57 of the first period. So much to talk about on the way that goal was scored.
Yeah, I mean, geez Louise. Just the fact that Sam Dickinson pressures in the neutral zone, Tyler Toffoli gets that turnover, and then instead of just kind of chunking it up the wall, has the wherewithal to get his head up ice, makes a great pass in the middle, and then just an amazingly executed two-on-one by Misa and Eklund with speed.
And so, it was 1-0 Sharks. Misa's sixth from Eklund and Toffoli at 5 minutes and 57 seconds in the first period of play. 1-0 Sharks at that point. And then it was time for Alex Nedeljkovic and Jeremy Swayman on the other side of the ice to thrill us with some spectacular saves. Here's one in the first period by Ned. Fed forward by Boston to the Sharks line. A little drop pass. Corrali, the shot. Great glove save by the Sharks' Nedeljkovic. That was from the inside of the right wing circle. The left-handed shooting, Corrali really fired that puck. That was a heck of a save. It really was a great save by Nedeljkovic, and he'd make another one in the second period with the score still 1-0. Off the boards, Ferraro kept it into Eklund. Tried the one-timer. That's blocked by Lindholm of Boston, and it's a 3-on-1 developing for the Bruins. Down the right, Pastrnak moves in. Shot save by Nedeljkovic, and he controls the rebound with Kuznetsov at the doorstep. He kept it away from him and clamped down with the glove to hang on. So often what a goaltender does after he makes the first save is important, and that was a big play by Nedeljkovic to keep control of the rebound. But on the other side of the ice with a score 1-0 Sharks, Jeremy Swayman was also making some big saves like this one. Klingberg looks for Will Smith. It's off his stick in the middle of the Bruins zone, and Boston recovers that by Jeannot banking it ahead. Sharks get it back. Could be a breakaway for Celebrini from Smith. Moving in, Celebrini the drive, and that's a big save by Swayman as the Bruins got caught making a change, and Celebrini and Smith came in. Macklin getting that little tip pass from Will Smith, and he was in, and all by himself. Great stop by the Bruins netminder. So it was still 1-0 in favor of the Sharks, and then a penalty called. Not too many were called in this game, even with a little extra stuff going on near the end of the game. Mason Lowry took a high-sticking play against Will Smith at 13:49 of period number two, and that set things up for just another brilliant goal. The Sharks convert on the power play, and it's Tyler Toffoli in front. Will Smith walks into the circle, down low to Toffoli. Toffoli feeds it across the rink. It went off the right wing boards and caromed right to Celebrini, who goes down low in front, and a great shot by Toffoli off a Wingberg pass. A stick save made by Swayman. Here comes Celebrini's drive. That gets blocked, but he gets it back. Macklin shoots, save, rebound, score! Toffoli was in front of the net. He might have tipped it in at the goal line. Otherwise, it's credited to Celebrini. But Macklin, his first shot blocked. He gets it back. He controls it. And Tyler Toffoli, right on the edge of the goal line, puts the Sharks in front 2-0 with a power play goal. All night long, the word perseverance has to apply to the way that the San Jose approached this game. We'll have a little bit more later in the show, but right there, Macklin Celebrini first shot blocked. He gets control of the rebound. That could have bounced on him. He settles it. And then the second one comes in. The puck is crossing the goal line, and Tyler Toffoli makes sure it goes in. And that was his 17th goal of the season from Celebrini and Orloff. Power play goal, 2-0 Sharks.
Well, he ate it right off the chest. And if you're a goal scorer like Tyler Toffoli, you understand, go to the net. And the puck sometimes will just hit you and go into the net.
And so it was 2-0 San Jose at the end of two periods of play. In the third, you had to know that the Bruins were going to continue to push, and they would do so as best they could. At the three-minute mark of the third period, kind of an unfortunate penalty to Barkley Goodrow, a two-minute hooking call during a situation that could have led to a breakaway for Zach Ostapchuk. But instead, he was in the penalty box, Goodrow was, and the Sharks were killing one off. But 13 seconds after they dropped the puck, Colin Graf scored a brilliant shorthanded goal. At the near boards, 50-50 puck won by Wingberg. He stick handles. He throws up the middle. It could be a breakaway for Graf. He's into the zone. He shoots. He scores! Shorthanded goal for Colin Graf, the pride of Lincoln, Massachusetts. Assisted by Wingberg. The Sharks 3 and the Bruins nothing. What a goal for Colin Graf with family and friends in attendance. His 17th goal of the season. That is a shorthanded goal. Wenberg and Ferraro getting the assist. The whole key to it, Alex Wenberg's play.
Yeah, just the battle along the wall. And the penalty kill was amazing all night long. Closing quickly, great sticks. And then Colin Graf, the Lincoln, Massachusetts native, going down. And what a finish by him, glove side. And a big goal for him, his second goal in 11 games.
As it turned out, that shorthanded goal by Colin Graf proved to be the game winner at 3:13 to the third. At the time, it was 3-0 Sharks. Again, Graf from Wenberg and Ferraro. San Jose would take another lead, 4-0. Remember what we said before about perseverance? Listen to the perseverance for William Eklund. Toffoli with one goal and one assist, poked it back to Misa. Now he goes to Dickinson. A lead up ice. Here comes Eklund one-on-one. Makes the move on Peak. Heads in front. Shot, save, score! William Eklund, a tremendous second effort. Makes it 4-0 and ends a 19-game goalless drought here in Boston. What a moment for William Eklund. A tremendous second effort diving to the puck. He tapped it out of the air after his first shot was stopped by Jeremy Swayman. William Eklund ending that 19-game goalless drought with his 12th of the year. Sam Dickinson, who got the puck ahead, got the primary assist. And Michael Misa, who had the goal earlier, picked up his second point of the game with an assist on the play at 8:20 of period number three. Suddenly, it was 4-0 in favor of the San Jose Sharks. And that was probably my favorite goal of the night, although it's tough to argue with Graf Shorty.
Get him into the World Baseball Classic, Willie Eklund, for Team Sweden.
Right, that was some goal, and the Sharks were in command at that point. But as we mentioned, the Bruins got on the play right after that and indeed tried to push it toward the net. They would score to make it a 4-1 game. And it would be a goal by Minton on a kind of a broken play in front. Eklund, his 12th goal of the season, his first goal since January the 7th. But now the Bruins come back the other way, and they score! Heading toward the middle of the ice, Fraser Minton just throws an innocent-looking puck toward the net, and it sneaks through Nedeljkovic. Boston is on the board at 8:30 of the third period, just 10 seconds after William Eklund scored that spectacular goal for San Jose. As I said, kind of a broken play. David Pastrnak and Marat Khusnudinov got the assists on Fraser Minton's 15th of the year, but that broke the seal on what would have been a spectacular shutout win for Alex Nedeljkovic, and it put Boston back into the game, making the score 4-1. Late in the third period, the Bruins would pull their goaltender, Swayman, with about 3.5 to play to try to get back on the board. And it ticked down to the final minute, and as it turned out, it would be a Bruins goal to make it 4-2, and it would be David Pastrnak's. Boston still without a shot during the empty net scenario, but here comes one. They score! Very first shot they get, and guess who? David Pastrnak, from the point, gets an extra attacker goal to make it a 4-2 game, but there's only 51.7 seconds left. That's how the game would end, with a 4-2 game, but let's get back to what I was talking about, the fact that they got that one shot on net with the extra attacker on in a couple of minutes of play. You got to go back to a number of blocked shots by a variety of players and also some great stick work by the Sharks in front of their goaltender.
Yeah, all night long in the inner slot, they're very good at just breaking up plays, and you can credit Goudreau, Ostapchuk, Michael Misa, Vinny Deharne, Mario Ferraro, Dmitry Orlov, the names go on and on. Everybody showed up and sacrificed their body, and that is what you need to win a hockey game, get 2 points, and also this is how you make the playoffs.
A couple of seconds after that goal was scored by Boston, we got back to play again, and Charlie McAvoy took an elbowing call, a really tough one against Kiefer Sherwood, who came down, got back to his feet, and looked like he was looking for trouble. McAvoy wanted to go, and then Vinny Deharnais stepped in and said, "Not on my watch." A big, big scrum of people in the middle of the ice, and kind of interesting that they only applied a penalty to McAvoy there for elbowing at the end of the contest. At least that's the only one that they announced. Oh, yes, they did have other penalties. Deharnais, Sherwood, and Pastrnak all got 10-minute misconducts, so that didn't apply to the power play situation, but the Sharks found up with a 1-for-2 result on the power play, while the Bruins were 0-for-2. That power play goal by Toffoli and the shorthanded goal by Graf were just gigantic, and of course, there was the goaltending of Nedeljkovic. Final shots on goal in the third, 13-10 in favor of Boston. Totals for the game, the Bruins had 40 shots on goal, the Sharks 28, a 38 save performance by Alex Nedeljkovic, and oh yes, there was no backup goaltender under contract in the NHL today because Yaroslav Askarov tweaked something in the morning, and so there was an emergency backup goaltender named Kyle Chevette, who played goal for the University of New Hampshire, ending his season just a day ago in the Hockey East playoffs, and he was on the bench with an experience of a lifetime, I'm sure.
Yeah, what a great game for him to come in, and he was fantastic in warm-ups.
Colin Graf scored a gigantic shorthanded goal, and he was terrific all game. Right now he joins us with Jason Demers.
Colin, great, great win. Product of Lincoln, Massachusetts. What does it mean to you to score a goal in this building in TD Garden?
Yeah, it was nice. Last year I was looking for my first NHL goal. I got robbed, so that was in the back of my mind. I'm happy to get the win and happy to put that one in.
Who's this puck for when you get a hold of it? Who in your family deserves this puck?
I don't even know if I have it, honestly. I'll give it to my parents. I'll let them leave it at home. They're gathering a couple of special milestones, so add it to the collection.
Talk about this win. How big was Alex Nedeljkovic and you know, just signed a new deal? What does he mean to this team, and what did you see from him tonight?
I mean, he's been nasty, like the first period especially. I mean, all three, but especially the first when we didn't have our game. He was just bailing us out left and right, and honestly, he's been great for a while now.
What was the message? You know, you talk about not having your game. What was the message in between the first and the second that kind of got you guys back on track?
I think it was just not let them have easy offense. They like to get going. They like to fly the zone a bit. So, you know, if we stay on top of them and defend, we're going to get offense.
And just talk about how big has it been and how much do you enjoy playing with Alex Wennberg on the penalty kill? What is the communication with him?
Yeah, it's been great. I think we've been doing a great job. You know, obviously PPs are really good in the NHL, so, you know, you got to give them something, but the more we can talk, especially starting with Mar and Vinny too, you know, and Ned too, it's five guys out there, and if we communicate well, we have success.
All right, thanks, buddy. Enjoy the win, and good luck on the rest of the road trip.
Thank you.
Final score tonight, the Sharks 4, the Bruins 2. San Jose ups its record now to 31 wins, 26 losses, and 6 OTs. They've got 68 points. While the Bruins have their 13-game winning streak at home come to an end today, they're now 36-23-6, 78 points on the year. And oh yes, the Sharks had an 8-game losing streak in the city of Boston before tonight. It all comes to an end, and the Sharks move back to the win column and move on to Montreal on this road trip. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.